Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ today. We're glad that you have chosen to join us for this week's sermon of the Cape Elizabeth Church of the Nazarene. God's Word is full of timeless truths that are relevant to our lives today. Here's this week's message.
I want to read for you today from the 46th Psalm. And I hope make sense of some of the passage of Scripture we read, like the one in Genesis as well. But Psalm 46, one of my favorite Psalms, it has quite a bit of meaning for me. I'll end up sharing some of that, a little bit of the story I've told before, but it really plays into ways in which God was speaking to me this last week, and just wanted to be able to share that with you today. Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice and the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. This psalm is a psalm that has spoken into my life since I was a youth, and was spoken into my life during my calling into ministry, and again, different times. It has just kind of been a source of strength, a source of encouragement. This psalm is many of the psalms are songs, are prayers, are ways of speaking to God in the midst of where they are. And I love a passage like this where you can recognize that this psalmist is probably in a spot where they need to run after God, that there are things that are going on and they are finding hope, they are finding strength, they are finding comfort in our Lord. And so he says to us that we can run to this God, we can find refuge, we can find strength in him. In fact, he says this God who we can go to is a God who is the very source of all of life in our world. When he says there are rivers and streams that make glad the city of God, there was this understanding, this worldview of where God dwells, there flows forth from that life giving water into all of the world. And so even that passage in Genesis is a reflection of that theological image of here is Eden and there are rivers that are flowing out, and it is this understanding of where God is, the rest of the world gets its life sourced by God, whether that's Eden in Genesis chapter 2 or the city of God in the 46th Psalm. That God is the source of life, of hope, of all good things, and it flows forth like a stream into his world. And this hope and this source of strength that God gives is one that calms the worst of fears. Whether it is something that causes the very foundations of this world to shake, that causes seas and mountains to roar and fall apart, or whether it is the wars that go on that shake nations and shake people to the core, because they do not know how much longer their lives will last. The closing statement of faith is, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations above those who are warring, and I will be exalted in the earth above all the turmoil and tumult that is happening as well. And the Lord Almighty is with us and can be that source of strength for us no matter what comes our way. The story I want to share is probably one that it's one I know my family's definitely heard. It's one that I may have shared before. I can't remember. That's one of the problems with being a pastor is sometimes they repeat stories, and you just hope that this one isn't one. But this passage of Scripture was particularly meaningful for me in a moment in my youth. I just had my license. I hadn't had it for more than a few months. And you know when like something happens to someone who is a good friend or a family member, and they are in a moment of crisis, you will drop just about everything to go take care of them, won't you? You will do everything you can. If there is an emergency for someone that you love and someone that you care about, you will do whatever you can to get there and to help them in the midst of that. And so for me, in that moment of youth, there was someone who had been in a car accident, a good friend of mine who had been in a car accident, and I thought had called and let me know that they were on the side of the road and there had been this car accident. Or, hold on, I got to back this up. Someone else had called me and told me they were in a car accident because this is before everyone had cell phones. And so I didn't know the full story. I didn't have the minute-by-minute update. Are you okay? Great. Okay, good. Is anyone hurt? And I didn't have all that. That was all like unknown information. All I had heard was a friend of mine had been in a car accident on this road, and I thought, well, I'm going to go there and make sure everything's okay. And I am like, I am booking it. I'm in a hurry, and I'm a fairly inexperienced driver, but I do know some of the tricks to get around cars that are just too slow. And you can go in different lanes and cut people off, and you can just get there. And so I am driving like a maniac, and I'm going to go there help. And chances are, I'm going to get in an accident on my way to help someone who's been in an accident. But I'm just thinking, I'm going to go help. But on my way there, I saw a car in front of me that was just getting ready to whip around and cut off. And the license plate was so very simple. It was just the words, "Be still." It was one of those custom license plates. It said, "Be still." And in that moment, while I was parked behind them at a red light, thinking as soon as it turns green, I'm whipping around them. In that moment, God brought to me, to mind, this psalm. This psalm, "Be still and know that I am God." And in that moment, God spoke to me and said, "I am in charge and I am in control right now, and I will be with you." And so I eased back a little bit and I decided, okay, I'm going to trust God here and trust that I don't have to be the only source of strength or the only source of encouragement or the only source of hope for this person I love who's just been asked, this great friend. And so I'm like, okay, God, I hear you. I'm gonna hold back a little bit, and I'm gonna trust in you. That story became the illustration for the very first message I would ever preach. So in our church, we would sometimes have like youth services, and they let like the youth play in the music. They have the youth do the message. And one time they asked that I would give the message. I didn't know what to say, but this story was in my life, and this story had been a great source of encouragement and of where God had just spoken to me so clearly in that brief moment from something as simple as a custom license plate. And so that became my predominant illustration for the very first sermon I ever preached. And I shared that with the church, and I had preached that just as a part of a youth service. I hadn't been called into ministry yet or anything like that. But I would go on to college, and it would be the only sermon I'd ever done. And in the story of my calling, which is a story I know that I've shared, when my wife and I were in a chapel on Olivet Nazarene University's campus, and we were going there after we had seen a movie together, celebrating a friend's birthday. We had gone in there, and we were just like, you know, she was playing on the piano, and I'm just thinking through things, and God started to speak to me. I won't go through that whole story again. And I asked my wife if she wanted to hear a sermon, and because I felt God calling me to preach, and so there she sat in that chapel, and the only thing I had in my back pocket was this psalm, and that illustration, and that sermon. So on the day of my calling, I preached from this psalm. And so this psalm, just to give you all the information, has always been very, very important to me. They say that when you look at the various stressors in life, the kinds of things that can just really build up to where someone is incredibly stressed, anything, any kind of life change is a stressor. Anything that shakes things up a little bit is a moment of stress. But there are three, like the top three are things that just change everything about who you are, who you're living with, where you're living, all that kind of thing. The top three stressors that you can face in a year that can really just play into how you feel, how you respond to things and what's going on in your life. The top three stressors are usually death, the loss of a loved one, marriage, the gaining of a loved one, because that's a major life change, and another major life change is moving. It is moving from one place to another. These are considered like huge stressors that can just play out in many various different ways in your life. And so for us, where we are right now is we are in the midst of a move. A little bit of a job change. We're getting ready to move to the Cape Parsonage. Not a big move, not a huge one, but one nonetheless. And with that, and with all those, there's all kinds of different stressors that go along with that. And so last Friday night, as I was, I'm sorry, not 2 days ago, but the week before, that was my last day at Lighthouse School, where I've been for over 4 years, and I was going to Westbrook, and I'm just driving along and just think through how the day had ended, how the week had ended, okay, God, new chapter as I begin full-time here at Cape Elizabeth, and going in with excitement and wondering, okay, but God, what's going to happen, and when are we going to make this move, and how is that going to happen, and there's just a whole lot of thoughts and a whole lot of questions and a whole lot of uncertainty. God, what's the next move here in this church, and how are you going to move next, and just lots of questions I had for God. And as I'm driving in Westbrook, guess what I would see in the car in front of me, on a little custom license plate, would be the words, "Be still." And I thought to myself, what? God? Like, this has meaning in my life. This is an important moment. So last week, on Friday night, I see another car with the exact same custom plates. And I pull over and I say, okay, God, I get it. I get it. Whatever is going to happen, whatever uncertainty, whatever we don't know about what is happening in the days to come, I know this, without a doubt, God, you are someone who watches over us and someone who we can turn to again and again and know without a doubt, you will be our refuge, you will be our strength, and no matter what happens, you are the God who has not left us, you have not forgotten us, and we can turn to you again and again. And in just that one moment, I found myself saying, okay, God, here we are. I'm going to trust in you and trust that you know what you're doing. Even though that I don't know how things are going to look in the next year, I don't know how things are going to move forward as I go into this new uncertainty, I do know this, you are God, and I can rest in that presence and know that you will be exalted in this world and that you will take care of all the stressors and all the things that come against us, that we can turn to you. In that story, I suppose I should wrap up that story. In that story, all the way back from high school, of course, I showed up and everything's fine. I mean, the car was damaged, but everything was fine and health-wise, everything was okay. God indeed took care in that moment. And sometimes, of course, whatever the stresses of life are, sometimes there is indeed tragedy that comes our way. But to know that there is a God that we can turn to in the midst of that, that He's the God who can take a tragedy and He can turn it around, that He's the one who breaks bows and shatters spears. He's the one who can take the very worst that can happen in our world and He can say, where there is something that is wrong, I can destroy that and I can change that. And I am the God where there is grace and there is newness and there is hope. In the passage we read in Hebrews, there's a story of two mountains. One of that seems to say that the greatness of God is such that one could never measure up, and even an animal that shows up is going to get stoned because it cannot come near the holiness of God. But it says, but thanks be to Jesus, there is another mountain. One full of grace and full of hope, and where those who are unclean and those who are unworthy and those who have succumbed to fear and despair and those who haven't turned to God in a long time can come back and know that there is a God who is still with us, who has grace, who has mercy, and does not forget us. And so this psalm is a psalm that has been just reverberating in my mind all week. And one I needed to share with you because God has been saying, in the midst of whatever happens, in the midst of whatever stresses that might come your way, in the midst of life that sometimes is filled with uncertainty, of questions like, why am I still here? Or questions like, what am I supposed to do next? There is a God who says that we can rest in His presence, know who He is, and know that He is going to continue to work in our lives and that He is not done with us yet. And so today, it is my hope and it is my prayer that as we move forward as a church, we would be saying, and all of our focus would be on, okay, God, I'm going to trust in you and what you are going to do in my life, what you are going to do in the life of this church, and know that you are the God who has a plan and a purpose for us. Can we rest knowing that He has a plan for us? Can we trust, even if we can't see it clearly yet, even if there is some uncertainty, even if we don't know where that's going to take us, to know that God is the one who is still with us And He is the one who is ultimately going to see us through no matter what comes our way. It is my hope and my prayer that this psalm would continue to speak into our lives and that we would know without a doubt there is a God who is with us. And we just need to recognize that He's not done and be asking Him, okay, God, how would you have me to be faithful in these days now? How would you have me to be faithful where you have me today? As we continue to turn to Him.
Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. To Him be the glory in the church and in Jesus Christ throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for joining us for this sermon podcast. We hope that the message has inspired you to draw closer to God each day. Pastor John would love to hear from you with any questions or just to let him know where you're listening from. You can send him an email at pastorjohn@capenazarene.org. May God bless you as you serve Him today.